hello, they're getting me a pint, right? I've just had a very long conversation with the lady who's wearing the mayoral chain in Cork. I wish I... She's very interesting, and she's a friend of Simon Coveney, and she belongs to Fine Gael. But I've left the political sphere, and I've come over here to EPUB. Who are you?
Ebook distribution.
What do you... Tell me what your business does in a kind of 10-second pitch.
We distribute ebooks to about 1,000 retailers and 25,500 libraries online on behalf of publishers worldwide.
You're wonderful. And I know you connect with people on Twitter because we've exchanged tweets.
Yep.
Wonderful. Let me go to Otterbox here. You can see why I need Otterbox, right?
You do need Otterbox.
Tell
Everyone
people why.
Otterbox.
No. But tell people exactly why I need Otterbox. You can be
My name is Fraser. We make. I work with Otterbox. We make protective cases, the best protective cases on the marketplace for smartphones and tablet PCs.
But now, look, you're being disingenuous.
And
what do you see in front of you?
At your broken case and cracked iPhone that I'm now talking into, it seems like you need to be a customer.
I do. Do you know how this iPhone got cracked like that? No joking. I was on pilgrimage in Lourdes, no joke, with my 86-year-old mother, right? And at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I was dancing, as pilgrims do on pilgrimage in Lourdes, in the Hotel Solitude. This is not a word of a lie. And I had it in my pocket here, and it fell out on the floor.
You pulled the Saturday Night
and
Fever
move.
And
it fell on the... What?
You pulled the Saturday Night Fever move. You just got your jacket and
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, this 61-year-old man was dancing with pilgrims on the floor at the Hotel Solitude in Lourdes, and it fell on the floor. And it... Look what happened.
Not if you're in Otterbox.
Now, I am a pilgrim of little faith, because if I was a proper pilgrim, you know what I would have done? I'd have taken the phone down to the grotto in Lourdes the following morning. And I would have... That's John Dennehy. My God, John Dennehy. Let me shake his hand. You're on live on air, John. You're live on air. But the end of the story is that if I had been a proper pilgrim with proper faith, I would have gone down to the grotto, I would have gone and had a bath in Lourdes, and I would have taken the iPhone with me under the water. And my faith, if I had been a person of faith, but the iPhone would have healed itself, John. Isn't that right? Fraser, it would have been, wouldn't it? That's why I need Otterbox.
But just to hedge your bets, get an Otterbox.
But those people who don't actually get miracles happening. Alex, who are you?
I'm Alex Islip, work for Ericsson. We deliver mobile broadband communication.
But you're very big. I have heard of your brand.
Yes, we're very big.
Have you come to Cork specially for this?
I worked from home in Cork. So.
Do I follow you on Twitter?
I don't think you do.
I'm going to follow you immediately. What's your name on Twitter?
At Rumu2.
Pardon?
At Rumu2.
Spell that.
Rumu2.
Right. I want to follow everyone in Cork. Right? Because I have a Cork Twitter list called Cork Ireland, right? And I think it's the biggest list of people on Twitter in Cork.
It's a great ambition.
And it just builds organically, you know? And this man, John Dennehy, is from Zartis, and he's almost my next door neighbour. He lives on the next estate.
Okay.
Yeah? Right next to me. We never see each other. It's got to be about a year and a half since I saw John Dennehy live. Anyway, I'm going to stop the audio view because we talked to everybody here for the moment. Thanks, man. But look, can you tell me something about Ericsson? Why are you here? Just seriously, why are you here? Why have you come to this?
Networking with technology companies. Ericsson provides infrastructure for communication, and for technology companies, it's all about communication. Whether it's social media or networks or IP infrastructure, it's all about communication.
Could I, on another day, when the pieces, because we're both in Cork, have a coffee with you and we do a proper... You tell me more about what you do, because you're such a well-known brand. There'll be people very interested in. Do your company let you talk, like, you know?
Yep.
You would be.
Yeah?
I was in a bank recently, or I was at a bar with a guy from a bank. We did a big long audio booth, right? Terrific stuff. It was exactly what the message he wanted to get out there. And I was showing he'd never seen audio booth before. And I said to him, look, okay, are you all right? I've taken your photograph, we've tagged it, put the name on it. Can we now send it? And he said, oh, bloody hell. He said, there are only two people authorized by the bank to talk to the media. And I think you're media. The fact that I was a citizen journalist, so I couldn't share it. Anyway, thanks a million. Thanks a million.